Morning Watch, Philippians Week 5, Pursuing Christ as Our Goal, Saturday. Philippians 3:20 through 21, For our commonwealth exists in the heavens, from which also we eagerly await a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who will transfigure the body of our humiliation to be conformed to the body of His glory, according to His operation, by which He is able even to subject all things to Himself. Related verses, Romans 12:2, And do not be fashioned according to this age, but be transformed by the renewing of the mind, that you may prove what the will of God is, that which is good and well-pleasing and perfect. 1 Corinthians 15:42-43, 51 and 54 through 55. So also is the resurrection of the dead. It is sown in corruption, it is raised in incorruption. It is sown in dishonor, it is raised in glory. It is sown in weakness, it is raised in power. Behold, I tell you a mystery. We will not all sleep, but we will all be changed. And when this corruptible will put on incorruption, and this mortal will put on immortality, then the word which is written will come to pass. Death has been swallowed up unto victory. Where, O death, is your victory? Where, O death, is your sting? Titus 2:11 through 13. For the grace of God, bringing salvation to all men, has appeared, training us, that denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, we should live soberly and righteously and godly in the present age, awaiting the blessed hope, even the appearing of the glory of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ. Portions from the footnotes. Philippians 3:20, footnote 1, commonwealth, or citizenship. The Greek word denotes commonwealth, associations of life. Philippians 3:20, footnote 2, heavens. In contrast to earthly in the preceding verse, those who practice Epicurean philosophy set their minds on earthly things, but our commonwealth is in the heavens. Philippians 3:21, footnote 1, transfigure. The transfiguration of our body is the ultimate consummation of God's salvation. In His salvation, God first regenerated our spirit, now is transforming our soul, and consummately will transfigure our body, making us the same as Christ in all three parts of our being. Philippians 3:21, footnote 2, body. Our natural body, made of worthless dust and damaged by sin, weakness, sickness, and death. Philippians 3:21, footnote 3, body. Christ's resurrected body, saturated with God's glory and transcendent over corruption and death. Philippians 3:21, footnote 4, according. The transfiguration of our body is accomplished by the Lord's great power, which subjects all things to Himself. This is the almighty power in the universe. Portions from the Life Study Messages. Because our citizenship is in the heavens, we should not be occupied with earthly things, with the physical things needed for our existence. We should not place such a high value on material things. This does not mean, of course, that we should not have proper food, clothing, housing, and transportation. We definitely need these things, but anything that goes beyond need falls into the category of indulgence. Such indulgence is to be condemned. If we love the earthly things needed for human life, this is an indication that we do not treasure our heavenly citizenship. May we all remember that our citizenship is in the heavens and that we are a heavenly people sojourning on earth. We have food, clothing, housing, and transportation to maintain life. We should be content. let us not indulge ourselves in any earthly material things. I believe that now we can grasp Paul's basic thought in Philippians 3. In this chapter, Paul instructs us both concerning how to deal with the soul and how to deal with the body. To deal with the soul, we must count as loss all religious, philosophical, and cultural things so that Christ may occupy our entire being and that we may gain him to the uttermost. To deal with our body, we should take care of our physical need, but not indulge in excessive physical enjoyment. Our aim should be to care for the body in a proper way, that it may be healthy for the Lord's expression. But our intention should not be to glorify the physical body through our over-enjoyment of physical things. Our body is not to be glorified in this way, but is to be glorified at the time of the Lord's coming back. At that time, He will transfigure our body of humiliation. Thus, we are waiting for Christ to come back that we may be brought into the ultimate consummation of God's salvation, the transfiguration of our body. While we are waiting for the Lord's coming, we should take care of our physical needs without indulging in material things. At the same time, we should deal with our soul, counting as loss all religious, philosophical, and cultural things so that our soul may be transformed in full. Day by day, we are undergoing the process of transformation in our soul as we are waiting for the Lord to come to transfigure our body and thereby to bring us into the ultimate consummation of God's salvation.